This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Republicans rally around President Trump.
This president has a record of strength and success.
Protests over police shooting.
Hands up, don't shoot. We still get shot.
Storm number two heads for Gulf Coast.
100% right now, all eyes on Laura.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, Republicans opened their national convention by nominating Donald Trump and tearing into the Democratic ticket that hopes to defeat him in November. Here's CBS's Steve Futterman.
Virtually every speaker last night came armed with strong words aimed at Joe Biden and the Democrats.
The former vice president has a record of weakness and failure.
Speaker after speaker, including former U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley, described how, in their view, the country will suffer if the Democrats win. South Carolina Senator Tim Scott.
Joe Biden and Kamala Harris want a cultural revolution, a fundamentally different America. If we let them, they will turn our country into a socialist utopia.
President Trump's son, Don Jr., also spoke.
Biden also wants to bring in more illegal immigrants to take jobs from American citizens.
Correct or incorrect, the picture painted by Republicans was that a country led by Joe Biden would be full of unrest, chaos, and socialism. The GOP also brought in a St. Louis couple, Mark and Patricia McCloskey, who were charged after waving weapons at Black Lives Matter protesters.
Your family will not be safe in the radical Democrats' America.
The most spirited attack came from former Fox News host and Donald Trump Jr.'s girlfriend, Kimberly Guilfoyle.
They want to steal your liberty, your freedom. They want to control what you see and think.
Tonight we'll feature more speakers, including First Lady Melania Trump.
CBS News manager of surveys Fred Backus says his polling of Republicans indicates solid loyalty to the president.
Most Trump supporters feel what could be called a personal connection to Donald Trump. 9 out of 10 think he takes on people who deserve it, and nearly as many say he both speaks for people like them and that he talks in a way they can relate to.
It was a night of fires and violence in Kenosha, Wisconsin, over the police shooting of a black man the other night that was caught on video.
There was three gentlemen who were well-trained police officers who had to deal with scenarios like this. They should have dealt with it 100% differently than that. Not 7 shots to the gentleman's back while getting in his car.
CBS's Mola Lenghi is covering.
Protesters came face-to-face with police dressed in riot gear. Demonstrators are calling for officers involved in Jacob Blake's shooting to be held accountable.
Well, setting this truck on fire right here behind me is how some protesters have responded to the authorities' use of stun grenades, of tear gas, sonic blasts, all in an effort to try to disperse protesters who have stayed out past curfew.
Now to Northern California, CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti has the latest on the intense wildfire fight.
The fires, massive enough to see from space, are now about the size of the Grand Canyon. They've been burning for more than a week.
We didn't have time to do anything. Just get dressed, get out of there.
Ken and Marcy Albers returned to the town of Vacaville Monday to find a pile of ash and debris where their three-story home once stood. Their neighbor died in the fires.
By the time I saw the fire, his place was already burned down.
Further south in Santa Cruz, Mark Kuchler battled flames with the help of a friend's old fire truck.
His whole side was engulfed in fire.
He saved nearly a dozen homes in his neighborhood.
I feel proud of myself. I'm really happy that some people get to go home to their house.
Tropical storm Laura is expected to become a hurricane tomorrow as it churns into the Gulf of Mexico. Forecasters say it could bring a major storm surge. Residents along the coast are bracing for it.
Obviously, since Katrina, everybody is a little bit more sensitive to any kind of storm coming this way.
WCBS-TV forecaster Lonnie Quinn says Laura's expected to be fierce.
And balloons up there. We're talking a Cat 1 later today, a Cat 2. By sometime, maybe tomorrow, and then tomorrow night into, say, early Thursday morning. We're looking at a Category 3 now, with a landfall somewhere around the Texas-Louisiana border.
Tropical Storm Marco has fizzled out. It hit the region yesterday as a rainmaker. Jerry Falwell Jr. offered to resign as head of the Evangelical Liberty University yesterday, then reversed course. Late last night, he told the Wall Street Journal he is stepping down. CBS's Jim Krasula says at the center of this turmoil are stories of sex and allegations of extortion.
The move comes amid allegations that his wife had a long affair with the much younger business partner. The early and ardent supporter of President Donald Trump has been on leave from the school since early August. He posted a picture on social media that showed him with his pants unzipped, an arm on the waist of a woman who was not his wife. Her pants were also unzipped.
California's Supreme Court has overturned Scott Peterson's death sentence but upheld his murder conviction. Peterson killed his wife Lacey in 2002 when she was 8 months pregnant. The wife of former California Republican Congressman Duncan Hunter was sentenced to 8 months home confinement after pleading guilty to misusing more than $150,000 in campaign money. Margaret Hunter cooperated in the prosecution of her husband. Overseas, researchers have documented the first apparent coronavirus reinfection. CBS's Vicky Barker.
The 33-year-old Hong Kong man was hospitalized with COVID-19 in April and then discharged. But earlier this month, he tested positive for a different strain of the virus after flying home from Spain via Britain. Experts say it's too soon to say if this rare event has any implications for the effectiveness of any vaccine.
Now to Florida and a ruling in the battle over reopening schools.
The judge's ruling caused the order to reopen classrooms unconstitutional, saying the state arbitrarily disregards safety. The Florida Education Association's Frederick Ingram.
We won because we're on the side of right. The side of right is about public health and public safety.
That win is only temporary. The state has appealed, and with many districts already back to the classroom, Orange County Superintendent Barbara Jenkins says everything is up in the air.
Parents have to stay tuned to see what happens next because we cannot predict.
Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
It's back to school in Sweden for the environmental activist Greta Thunberg. The 17-year-old took a year off to go global on her effort to curb climate change. On Instagram, Time Magazine's Person of the Year says it's great to be back. A woman left for dead in a Michigan funeral home lives on.
A lawyer hired by Tamisha Beauchamp's family says she opened her eyes just as she was about to be embalmed at a funeral home just outside of Detroit. First responders on Sunday spent 30 minutes at Beauchamp's home trying to revive the 20-year-old woman. The body was then released to Beauchamp's family, who called the funeral home. An hour later, she was found breathing. Beauchamp remains in critical condition on a ventilator. Bill Rakoff, CBS News.
Character actor Alan Rich has died at 94. He survived the Hollywood blacklist era and was seen on the big screen in Serpico and Quiz Show. In 2004, he played a Holocaust survivor on Curb Your Enthusiasm. A new research paper says the oldest footprints found in the Grand Canyon date back 313 million years. They were left by a four-legged creature that later evolved into today's reptiles and mammals. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Behind every successful business is a story, and some of them might surprise you. Like how Chobani's first yogurt factory was discovered on a piece of junk mail, or how the founder of the multi-million dollar cosmetics brand Drunk Elephant was told by everyone, including her own mother, that the name sounded like a dive bar. I'm Guy Raz, and on my show How I Built This, I talk to founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you'll hear entrepreneurs share moments of doubt and failure and talk about how they were able to overcome them on their way to the top. How I Built This is like a masterclass in innovation and creativity from the people who've done it all. Follow How I Built This wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen to Wondery, the destination for business podcasts. With shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, and many more, Wondery means business.